This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How many trees did Allah Azza wa Jal forbid Adam alayhi salam from approaching? It was one tree only. One tree. So how much is halal? 99% is halal and 1% is haram. Allahu Akbar. And this is not only the case with Adam alayhi salam when he was in the paradise at the time, but this is also here on earth when we live on earth. Did you know that the permissibilities, what is halal that Allah Azza wa Jal made halal for us on earth, is way more than al-haram, way more than al-haram. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us and commands us to keep away from al-haram, He says in the Quran, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of a shaytan. Now, if you had a huge field, and there are footsteps on it, which one occupies more area on the field? The footsteps or the field itself? There is no doubt that the footsteps are going to be something small on the field. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, do not follow the footsteps of Iblis. Do not follow the footsteps of a shaytan. In other words, al-haram is, you count it on your fingers what Allah Azza wa Jalla has made haram for us. It's like you're counting footsteps, footprints on a huge earth. So in other words, Allah Azza wa Jal pretty much, fundamentally, everything is permissible on earth. And there are a few things that Allah Azza wa Jal made haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions to us what He made haram. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, He says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. That He made for you halal everything on earth. Allahu Akbar. And then when it came to what's haram, Allah would count them. For example, in matters of food, Allah would say, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالْدَّمُ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ وَالْمُنْخَنِقَةَ وَالْمَوْقُوذَةَ. And He lists them. The swine, the flesh of the swine, the pig, that's haram to consume. Whatever was slaughtered for other than Allah Azza wa Jal is haram to consume. Whatever was choked of an animal, it's haram to consume and it died as a result. Whatever of the animal was dead, you're not allowed to consume. And there are limited things. Allah Azza wa Jal would mention them. And everything other than that is halal. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَلِكُمْ. Even when it came to marriage, Allah Azza wa Jal would say, it's haram to marry your mother, your sister, your daughter. And He lists another 10. And then He says, and after that, all is halal for you. Allahu Akbar. So al-halal is a lot. So what excuse do people have when they fall in al-haram? Allah Azza wa Jal made beverages, all halal, except al-khamr. Keep away from alcohol. That's it. Why do people fall into something whereas the majority of what Allah Azza wa Jal created was halal for us? And it's only a few things that are haram. Subhanallah, you even look at the case of Ashab al-Sabt, the story of the people of the Sabbath. Allah Azza wa Jal, He made haram for them to fish on a Saturday. One day haram and 6 days of the week halal. That's 68% halal and 14% haram. Subhanallah. So in other words, al-halal is way more than what al-haram that Allah Azza wa Jal made. If you focus on this point, you understand that what kind of excuse does a person have when he falls in al-haram, when he had so many other options that were halal for him?